This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me in the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Jody Beznoska, Vice President for Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Hello. We've muscled into mid-October.
Yeah, can you believe that?
I can't really.
Now we can start talking about Halloween.
Yes. Agreed. Agreed. It has been premature up until now.
Yes. Now we can officially talk about Halloween. And I have a wonderful Halloween idea for all of you out there. And it involves dressing up and remembering the 80s. And this will all come around full circle when we get to the end of our conversation today.
Okay.
But I have a feeling my costume this year will be 80s inspired, I think.
All right.
But let's start in. Let's not get ahead of ourselves. Let's start in with what's going on tonight. At 7 o'clock tonight, we have a performance by Step Africa. Mm-hmm. And this will be a great show for families. If your kids are, I would say, you know, not the little ones, but if you're in the 7, 8, 9, 10-year-old range, great show to bring your kids to. This is going to be really high energy. I heard Step Africa described as tap dancing without the taps. So it's a lot of rhythm, a lot of syncopated movement with the different with the performers, and it tries to take the sort of history and influence of African music and African dance and bring it into a more modern context. So I think it's going to be really fun. So that's tonight at 7 o'clock with Step Africa. We also have a masterclass with the Step Africa company on Friday. That's a 6 o'clock show. If you have any interest in that, you should give our box office a call and they can talk to you about that. It would be something you could do as a group, as a family. Hmm. So mom, dad, and your kids could go and do a workshop together.
Really?
With the Step Africa people.
That's fun.
So that will be fun, and that is Friday. Also, Friday night, we will have Renee Marie in the Star Theater, a wonderful, wonderful jazz musician and singer with an incredibly inspiring life story and really sort of strong persona and perspective on music. So I believe she'll be singing. I think she sings her own works, but she also sings
standards
and,
right.
and of other jazz works. So that's Friday night, the 14th, 8 o'clock in Star Theater. And then a few days off, we will we'll regroup and get ready for the end of October. On the 23rd of October, which is a Sunday, at 2 o'clock, we will be in the Walker Room at the Fayetteville Public Library for the second of our countdown conversations. And these are designed to help or to give audiences a chance to learn a little more about our 10x10 art series. So the theme of this event at the 2 o'clock will be the importance of being earnest. And I will actually be facilitating the talk with David Jolliffe, who is the Brown Chair of Literacy at the University of Arkansas and has performed multiple times in The Importance of Being Earnest and has also taught it. So we will have a very spirited conversation about that play.
And how much is this going to set me back?
Nothing.
It is free.
It is free. So this is one of those great partnerships with the library. So that's 2 o'clock on the 23rd. That's a Sunday. And that's in the Walker Room at the Fayetteville Public Library. Please do come out and see us for that. And then just a couple days later, we will open with West Side Story on Tuesday the 25th. That will run for 8 performances through the 30th. So that's Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And going to be a great show. There are some tickets left. They're going fast.
Okay.
I know I say this every week, but I really do mean it. they're going fast. And if you want to get good seats. I mean, every seat is good in our hall, but if you want to be closer to the front or closer to the center, now is the time to get those tickets. It's going to be a wonderful show. It is getting tremendous acclaim on the road, and I think it's just going to be a real high energy, highly professional, polished show, and everybody's going to thumbs up for that one. So then we have Halloween.
Okay.
Halloween will be the 31st, as it always is. The following day, we will have Munich Symphony performing Mozart's Requiem. Very, very excited for that. There's a full choral group that will be with them, and I am a little embarrassed to admit I can't remember what their name is, but we'll talk about them later. But if you are anyone who's ever been in a chorale, you've probably sung Mozart's Requiem. Mm-hmm. I've sung it. I could tell you the very passage that I love the most. It's all G's. I'm an alto, so it's all G's on the staff. But it's a great piece, a big sort of majestic, reflective Mozart's work. It's going to be fantastic. So that's on the 1st of November with the Munich Symphony. 2 days later, we'll shift gears a little bit and we'll have the Scotch tasting in Star Theater. This will be a facilitated class where our master of whiskey will take you through five to seven different types of Scotch, and he will sort of teach you what to smell, what to listen for, what to look at when you're tasting. So that will be fun. That will sort of be our first kickoff event for the 2012 Art of Wine Festival, believe it or not. But that's our first event for that on the 3rd of November. And then on the 5th, which is a Saturday, very busy day at Walton Arts Center, at 10 o'clock in the morning, we will have a beautiful production of Alice in Wonderland with a theater that basically takes the show and kind of makes it into a living pop-up book. So,
so like pages turn on the stage and then something comes up out of it?
It may be even that. But, but it's the idea that Alice in Wonderland makes a wonderful pop-up book. And so it has this great imaginative world to it. And we'll learn a little more about that. And I'll talk a little bit more about that next time. But it's going to be fun. And like I said, we'll learn more about the company that's going to put that on. But I think it will be a really great, great event for kids and families. And that's on the 5th. Of November, and that's at 10 a.m. Then that same night, we will quickly flip over the stage and we will bring in The Importance of Being Earnest, which we will have previously talked about at the 10 by 10 countdown conversation. So our crew will be working hard that day, taking one show off the stage and putting the next one on.
Lewis Carroll and Oscar Wilde on the same day. That's
pretty
cool.
On the same day. I think that's pretty neat.
Yeah.
And then the following day, we will have a performance of The Knuffle Bunny, which is a much beloved children's book. This is a performance that comes to us from the Kennedy Center, and that's at 2 o'clock on the 6th.
And it's The Knuffle Bunny?
Knuffle Bunny. I have been told by those who know that it's not The Knuffle Bunny, because it's spelled K-N-U.
Right.
F-F-L-E. It's not Knuffle Bunny, which is what we would think, but it is Knuffle Bunny.
Knuffle Bunny. Yeah. And I hope it's happier than the Velveteen Rabbit.
Oh, I think so.
Okay.
I think it is. I think I read it a couple years ago, and I think I remember being charmed and thinking it was very sweet and very fun. So that, believe it or not, that takes us into November. And to come all the way back around to why I think you should dress like the 80s for Halloween, I wanted to get on people's radar that on November 15th, we'll have our second Broadway show of the season. And this is the rock musical Rock of Ages. So I had a plan here. And this show is so much fun. It is definitely not your typical Broadway show. It is much more like a rock concert than it is a Broadway theatrical piece, but it has a really sort of traditional Broadway love story. Boy meets girl, boy falls in love with girl. They have issues. They work them out. You know, everyone lives happily ever after. But it's all based on the sort of arena rock, the big hair
metal,
yeah, and you know the Whitesnake and the Poison and the Journey and all of these great things. And I have to admit, when I saw it in New York, I didn't think I would like it, and I loved it. It was great. So that is November 15th through the 20th. Tickets for everything I just mentioned are available at waltonartscenter.org or at 443-5600. Or you can come down and visit us at the box office. We have an exhibition open in our Joy Pratt Markham Gallery right now with Leon Niehaus Niehaus, and his baskets are incredible.
They are works of art.
Yeah. And that is open and free to the public, or free and open to the public every day as long as the box office is open. So please do come down and see us.
Jody, thanks much.
Thank you.